Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, the chairman of the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great, and it is wonderful to see you back in Chattanooga.
Yep. Good to be with you. It's been last fall I was with you when you were honored at the gala in New York. Let's catch up with what's going on with the Dixie Group. Your second quarter results just came out. Actually, it was pretty good. I mean, earnings-wise, you doubled. You went from $600,000 to $1.2 million in earnings, and carpet basically flat, right?
That's true, Kemp. Obviously, we're happy to be profitable again, and it's because we have had to cut the size of our company to accommodate the market and market conditions. Over the last 3 years, we have cut about $55 million worth of cost. And we've also gone through two major fiber reductions or changes with the Invista leaving the market and Ascend leaving the market. So it's been a very volatile time. It's obviously been a very difficult time from a market standpoint, but we have made it through that period and we're excited about the future.
Mm-hmm. You sell hard surface products, but if you look at Dixie's overall pie, you're still probably 80% carpet, right?
We're over 80% carpet, but I will say this about hard surface. Our Fabrica wood business has been exceptionally good even during this very difficult period.
All right, so let's talk about carpet since that's the biggest part of your business. You look at the CRI numbers and, you know, for the year, I think they're down somewhere between 5 or 6%. So that tells you that the consumer is buying less carpet. And yet you're flat, and I think it's because one of the reasons you play on the better end and you offer the consumer what they're looking for, right?
Kemp, I think retailers are beginning to realize that higher-end carpet gives them more gross margin dollars and fewer square feet to install, and that's a win for everybody. It also is a win for the consumer. The consumer is happier with more beautiful, highly styled and colored to their taste, which we excel in. And therefore, our carpet business has been flat for the year. I will say this, though. Our order entry in first quarter was down. It was down less in the second quarter. It's down less in the third quarter. And recently, our order entry has exceeded year-ago levels. I'm not predicting that the market's changing right now, but at some point in the not-too-distant future, that line will cross and we will start growing again. And we're excited about that and think the higher end is the place for us to excel. And we think it's good for the industry to produce and sell higher-end products. And we're glad to see other mills introducing product in that category.
So what is this race to the bottom? What's the crux of that? So what's driving that? Is it the RSA? Does the RSA need more training? Is it easier for them to sell a lower-end product? What do you think the solution is?
Well, I've only been involved in this industry since the late 60s, 1960s.
Right.
And there's been a race to the bottom ever since then. So I think we're fighting something that's very difficult to fight. However, the problem is that gives the ultimate consumer a bad taste and a bad experience. And we need to get away from that. And I think we are moving in the direction of the higher end. But it is very difficult, whether it's hard surface or soft surface, to keep from trying to re-engineer a product to make it less expensive and less quality.
One thing for sure, you and I could chart on a whiteboard the growth of hard surface, which carpet has suffered from that. But if you go in almost anybody's room, regardless of the socioeconomic area of it, the floor is always covered with something soft, isn't it?
It is, and that's the irony of hard surface, I think. And we've noticed that in our rug business. Today, you get a lot more broadloom carpet cut up and made into rugs, in addition to just manufacturing rugs. But our rug business has continued to grow even during this downturn.
You mentioned Ascend and Invista. Obviously, we've talked about this before, getting out of the yarn business. And you have a steady supply of high-end, nice quality yarn. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, we have invested in our own extrusion, brand new equipment, very modern and high quality production. That has allowed us, quite honestly, to produce more economically, but it's also strategically put us in a position where we can see our way forward into the future by having our own extrusion. And we can add to that over time as we like.
Let's go to our last issue at Floor Focus. We did a survey, and we really feel like this is a good representation of the market because it's a nice sample base. And we asked the retailers out there who their favorites were in carpet. And in the land of giants, amongst a lot of other bigger companies, you came in fourth in service, you came in third in quality, and you came in second in design. So that's pretty good results, right?
Well, we were dancing with the giants, so to speak, and I think did very well relative to the other companies in the industry. And I think that speaks to what we've tried to build an organization that's built on quality, service, great manufacturing, and the ability to develop product that the consumer wants. And I think that's those results are reflective of that, and I applaud our folks for their capability and what they've done. I think it also speaks to our future. I think we're in a strong position relative to the competition.
So Dixie exited the commercial side of the business, and you find yourself now with all of your business in residential replacement and builder, and we're in a third year now of depressed sales in that category. When do you think this is going to turn around?
Clearly, we are closer to that turnaround than we've ever been before. And it will come. You know, after the 2008-2009 Great Recession, the industry experienced 4 years of 8% compounded growth in floor covering. I think that's the kind of thing we're looking at coming out of this downturn. As I mentioned, we think we're very close to the bottom. We've been bouncing along it for some time. If interest rates come down, which is what everybody is predicting at this point, I think that will begin to loosen things up and we will see more activity in existing home sales. When existing home sales went from 6 million to 4 million, that has certainly impacted our industry. One of the interesting things at the same time, since 2019, the equity in homes in our country has doubled. That means there's that degree of funds behind the ability to refurbish. And I think as we see better times, interest rates come down, you're going to see that cut loose.
So the consumers just got to feel better about where they are economically, and it would be nice if the Fed would change the interest rates. Nobody knows about that. We'll find out some answers to that Friday, I think.
I think we'll get some indications, but we won't get answers. Sort of like in Washington, they respond to questions, not answer them.
So I get the question at my age of when I'm going to retire. I'm sure you do a lot as well. And one of your largest non-employee shareholders had a birthday on Monday. I know you're much younger than he is. When are you going to retire, Dan?
Well, you know, my doctor asked me that question one time, said, are you going to ever retire? And I said, of course I'm going to retire. I just don't know when yet. I want to commend you for mentioning Bob Shaw's birthday. At 94, he's going strong and doing well.
All right, Dan, it's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Dan Frierson, the chairman of the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.